You're listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson, episode 171.
Hey there, you're listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast. My name is Angela Henderson, and on this show, we talk about improving your business, life, or both by having amazing and rich conversations with brilliant guests who will inspire you and who will give you tips and tricks to help you grow both in life and in business.
Well, hey there, amazing human, and welcome back to another awesome episode of the Business and Life Conversations podcast. I'm your host, Ange, from Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'm an international award-winning business consultant and coach who has helped thousands of amazing women business owners to get all the pieces in place to have consistent 4 and 5 figure months and then on to 6 and 7 plus figure years without burning out in the process. Today, it's a solo episode with just me and you. I want to chat about the benefits of allowing yourself to be a beginner. Because there's that much shit and talk on the internet about hitting 6 and 7 figures. You know, please, can we just stop? Can we please just take a moment and be realistic about what it takes to running a business and what this looks like? And can we please stop with the bullshit hustle mentality that is going around, which is leading to high rates of burnout? And let's just stop. Let's just stop and allow ourselves to be a beginner. Allow ourselves to be a beginner at the startup stage. Allow ourselves to be a beginner at the growth stage. Allow ourselves to be a beginner in the scale stage. Allow ourselves to be a beginner at all stages, not only just in business, but also in life. Why? Why? Because there is something magical, something simplistic about allowing ourselves to be a beginner. But in the fast-paced world we live in, we want things now. We're becoming more and more impatient, and we're striving for more and more instant gratifications. But it doesn't have to be like that. If I can simply allow ourselves to be a beginner. I'm seeing online, but also I hear from a variety of different women that I work with things like, I'm not getting there fast enough, or X person is already there. Why can't I get there, Ange? What's wrong with me? And I mean, I get it. When I hear this from different women in business, I get it because every day we're on social media consuming content from people we look up to, people who are already where we want to be. But remember, don't compare your chapter one to someone else's chapter 20. The people you are looking up to also have been a beginner many times over and even are now currently a beginner at something within their business and life. But in addition to being a beginner, these business owners that you're looking up to, including myself, have been working on our craft, our business for years, and we continue to learn and be beginners every day in order to improve this craft in our business that we have. We all started with 0 followers, 0 people on our email list, 0 people listening to our podcast, 0 people buying from us. And most importantly, we all started off with knowing absolutely 0 fuck all zilch when it came to running a business. Be okay with being a beginner. Be okay with sucking at something. Because when you allow yourself to be a beginner, when you allow yourself to suck at something, there are some rich benefits that come from this. Benefit number one at being a beginner and sucking at something allows you to assess your strengths and weaknesses in business in particular. And when you allow yourself to be a beginner, you'll start to see what you're good at and what you're not good at, what takes you a lot of brain power to do something and what feels easy for you to do something. And when you start to collate all of this beautiful information, all of this beautiful data, you are then equipped to make better decisions in regards to the growth of your business. And you may be able to then understand where you need to outsource, what tasks you need to let go of to free you up in your business so that you've got the opportunity to work on your business versus in your business. But it also allows you to assess who or what you may need to invest in your business growth and skill set. Is it another course? Is it working with someone such as myself as a business consultant? I don't know what it is, but being a beginner, again, this number one rich benefit allows you to assess your strengths and your weaknesses. Benefit number two of being a beginner, you learn to be okay with being uncomfortable. I'm here to tell you that this benefit of being a beginner is awesome. Most people will run from being uncomfortable. They hate feeling out of control. They hate that feeling that things are messy. They may even hate feeling inadequate. But here's the thing. The sooner you start to feel those moments of being uncomfortable, you gain insight again. You can then learn how to sit, reflect, and then you have the power to switch these uncomfortable moments and start to make change. This insight is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Benefit number three of being a beginner, mistakes. Now you might be thinking, Ange, how the hell can mistakes be beneficial? It's the way you look at it, my friend. Mistakes are the lessons you need to move you to the next level. Every mistake that presents to you is the universe giving you a clue on where to go next. And you're either going to keep making the same mistake or you're going to learn the lesson you need to move forward. Being a beginner can feel overwhelming. It might even feel daunting at times, but please remember you're right on time. The universe is giving you everything you need right now. Right now, be gentle on yourself. Remember, you are amazing and you are here to do amazing things. And please, please, please remember that you are on your own unique path, with your own unique dreams, with your own way of learning and doing things. So you do you. And remember, try not to compare your chapter one to someone else's chapter 20. If you're feeling stuck at the moment in your business and would like to get some more clarity to help you move from stuck to unstuck, would like help creating a strategic plan and know what to focus on that will move you to where you need to move and how to do it in a way that feels great for you, or if you just have any other things about business that you might need help with, let's connect. I work with women, as I said, all around the world to get the pieces in place to help them make their first four and five figures and on to six and seven figures, but without burning out in the process. And I work with beginners every single day who are in all different phases of business. So if you're needing some extra help, head to angelahenderson.com.au, click on my work with me page, and then click the pink button that says book a call. And before we sign off, please, please, please remember to embrace the beginner. My team and I will also be putting together the show notes for this episode at angelahenderson.com.au. Have a fabulous day, you amazing human. And I look forward to you joining me again next week for another awesome episode of the Business and Life Conversations podcast. Here's to new beginnings.
Thanks for listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson. www.angelahenderson.com.au